You know what you're doing right now. You are listening to the greatest podcast known to mankind, better than that kayfabe bullshit. You're listening to the Montebella Bullet Club Brooklyn podcast. Now, I know I did a show the other day, and I uploaded it, today. That would be the 17th of March, Year of Our Lord, 20-17. But I'm doing another show, because I have a very special guest with me right now, and he really is so eager to be on the microphone.
Sure.
We are talking with my guest, the Gorgeous Greek.
That's right.
And Gorgeous Greek, would you like to introduce yourself?
Greetings. I am Gorgeous Greek, the magnificent Malacca. I'm going to give a bit of insight on some old school wrestling, some personal opinions on new school wrestling, and we'll go from there.
And I am very grateful to have you here in my presence. I understand that when you first walked in, you thought that I looked exactly like Sweet Dick Willie. But I am not Sweet Dick Willie. I just so happen to look like the guy.
Right.
You know, and he's got a very big match coming up in Reno, Nevada at the Ernest Borgnine Arena.
Absolutely.
And he's fighting Osama Bin Fastball, who is a very good wrestler. He knows how to shoot it. But you have a match coming up, too, though.
That's right.
At the Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, sure.
And who are you fighting again?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Some prick. I don't know.
It doesn't matter who you're fighting, because you're going to win. But anyway, let's get down to brass tacks here, folks.
Oh, sure.
So, all right. The problem that I have in my mind is wrestlers not getting the street cred that they deserve. So let's take a look at your guys like a Hacksaw Jim Duggan,
right.
Million Dollar Man.
Right, you got the classics here, right?
Yes, so we're going classic.
You got classic guys, and the style and the presentation of wrestling has changed throughout the years. So, you have this 80s, 90s wrestling promo. You're watching it, and the feeling and the style of everything has changed. You used to have more promo, I feel. Like, right now...
They do a decent amount of cuts,
though. We've got the 1994 Royal Rumble playing here. We're watching it.
We're watching the 1994 Royal Rumble, and right now, Owen Hart, who is dead, is fighting against one of the Mounties.
That's right. So... You had this Canada War here, and they play, it's cheesy, you watch it, it doesn't really make for serious things. That's the thing, I think they've made it more serious, where that niche cheesiness that the old promotions used to have were a bit,
WCW.
Yeah. Yeah, they
Where it was a little wacky, but they were still
Here's
wrestling.
The thing. I'll say this. There's no competition for them anymore. So I feel the competition, American competition at least. So WWE, WWF, they bought everybody out, and I feel that they've gotten lazy. When they did the WCW, WWF crossover thing, when they bought them out, okay.
They just phased guys out.
Right. They phased guys out. They tried to do it. And I feel like, they fit. That's when I was watching, right? And it could have been a better, more exciting type of thing. But a lot of things fell through. I mean, now we're kind of seeing, Buttberg is coming and showing up now. But if he was
you call him Buttberg. I call him Oldberg.
Oldberg?
Yeah, because he's old. He does nothing. The guy has been in the WWE for a cup of coffee and has had maybe 5 minutes worth of wrestling.
Right.
And I addressed this on the last podcast. I'm very sorry to repeat myself, but you know what? I'm stupid like that. But yes, Gorgeous George the Greek, let's go. What we got?
So... During that era, right? He's what WCW's probably biggest star, one of the WCW's biggest stars at the time. And had they incorporated him at that time, you probably would have had a much better production going on there. And that fell through. Now, I can't say whether it's WWE's fault. I can't say if it's Goldberg wanting to just say, no, I'm not going to wrestle for you guys. But he's doing it now. And it's, what, how many years too late?
About 15 years too late. But the you know, if he was fighting somebody along the lines of Sting, who can't physically wrestle, but if hypothetically, if he was fighting Sting, then that would be a different story because they're around the same age, give or take.
Right.
So it's kind of like a Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. It's like, oh, you didn't fight him, you know, in his prime. It's like, yeah, but they're fighting at 38 years old. So let him go for it.
I mean,
AJ Styles coming up in the WWE and doing what he's doing now, mm-hmm. what he did with TNA, with New Japan Pro Wrestling, Ring of Honor, and producing and just dazzling the fans.
Right.
Like those that didn't know him now know this guy is phenomenal.
I mean, do you see this? Like right now, we're watching Owen Hart doing fucking, you know, flying backflip kicks. You don't see this kind of movement anymore. I think we were discussing earlier how everyone is, WWE now has a hard on for big guys, right?
Yeah, so it's the Vince McMahon strategy.
Yeah. So watching this, and you know, you got Vince is in the backseat. He's commentating. You're watching Owen Hart. You're watching Bret Hart. They're flying around in the ring.
Yes. Against the Mounties. I mean,
right.
Let's not knock the Mounties. I mean, I think you have a discrepancy against the Mounties.
No, I think they're big guys, right? But they seem to be very, you know, plain Jane. They're just muscle guys. That's
well,
all
except for Jacques, yeah. The one that he just got tagged in. And now we got a double flapjack
and
ropes.
Yeah, you don't see this kind of stuff anymore. You don't see people flying around the ring. You know, like double pickups. I don't see that anymore in the new stuff.
If you were watching New Japan Pro Wrestling, that is it.
All right.
Like the
they seem to be more high fly type guys.
Yes.
Like,
no, you don't see moves like that anymore. That was a double drop kick that took out the Mounties, and now we have your typical crawling to the ring for the hot tag.
Do we see that anymore? Like again, I'll say this. I haven't watched new stuff in I haven't watched anything in a very long time.
You don't have time to watch anything because you're busy out on the circuit.
That's right.
Like, and you're gearing up. You're gearing up for Reno, Nevada.
Yeah, that's right.
But, no, you really don't see a whole lot of that in WWE. If you're watching, you know, Lucha Underground, if you're watching New Japan Pro Wrestling, Ring of Honor, you're going to see a lot more high-flying acts. WWE is more about story and content, but the story and content, it depends on who you have and who's working with you.
Yeah.
But it's also a matter of like, all right, listen, a lot of guys get buried for no reason,
yeah.
And I don't understand that. So let's, getting back to the original point, you know, Ted DiBiase,
Hacksaw Jim Duggan,
and, you know, my boy, I'm sorry, Rick Rude got buried as well. Not buried, but he didn't get the push that he needed, but...
We were talking about Piper as well in that, as well. Did we,
Yes.
He was a champion, though, right?
Yeah, Piper held the Intercontinental title, which is probably one of the greatest looking belts of all time.
Right.
But he deserved more than that for the amount of effort that he put into the game. And it's very upsetting that he didn't make it with that. Yet you have somebody, and even though I love him, John Cena, the guy's won the belt 16 times.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's won the belt 16 times.
What are they trying to break fucking World Guinness records here?
Like, well, they're trying to break Ric Flair's record.
What's Flair's record?
16.
I see. So they want to.
They want him to have 17 so that, you know, John Cena is the fucking best. But the thing is, like, you know what? You could be a 17 time champion. That means you lost it 16 times.
That's very true.
So, and there's not. I have nothing against John Cena. I think that he's a...
I think he's probably... I mean, he's the face of WWE, right?
I would say so.
He's built up a personality, and everyone knows him. But that's pretty much it for any of the new guys that you hear. Especially, like, John Cena's pretty big. who else do you hear from the WWE that has a household name now?
AJ Styles definitely has a household name.
I'll say, you know, as, again, it's been a while, but I don't really get to hear about him. He's not really a public figure like John Cena is.
No, not at all. And right. John Cena does everything he can do for charities.
He's got
and
a
that's...
lot of he's got a lot of public image.
Yes, he does.
Which is why he's the face of WWE. Right?
And that's what makes him. The Undertaker is the Undertaker. Everybody knows
right.
him.
Everyone knows him. But he's comes been back from
1992.
Yeah.
So he's been around forever.
Right.
So he's going to fight your random matches. Brock Lesnar, same song and dance that he does, spot appearances. And although I do feel that Brock Lesnar is the scariest motherfucker in the world, Brock Lesnar...
And Lesnar actually is probably one of the reasons why Cena's big, because, hey, look at their finishing moves. The F5 and the FU. It's just a copy of Lesnar, right? Isn't it a little
It's a little different variation, because the, the AA is straight over the shoulder, right. And the F5 is a wraparound and down.
But right, but they had their feud when Cena was starting, I think, right? That's the era, the 2000 era of wrestling when they...
Yes, and you had Batista, then you had CM Punk coming on in, and you had all these other...
CM Punk's got some name to him.
He's got some name
Batista,
to him.
Batista, is he
I don't
right
think
now?
He was that good. No, Batista's gone. He's he's out of the company. They're trash talking back and forth, so... He was
a big name for a little bit. But
sadly,
was,
yes.
Yeah. And that kind of went nowhere.
I would much rather a Bam Bam Bigelow over a Batista. Yeah, you heard it here, folks. Yeah.
Yeah, we're the big guys. You know, we need...
But we got a problem with the big guys.
All right.
See, Vince McMahon is the kind of guy...
Now, I'm talking muscle guys. That's the difference. There's a difference between muscle guys and then you see someone like Bam Bam Bigelow. Bam Bam Bigelow is like a round kind of like, you know, roundabout guy.
He's
right?
a very robust man.
Yeah, exactly. That's the word I'm looking for here. And you used to watch the match with him before. The guy's doing somersaults off the top rope. We don't see that anymore.
No, not from the big guys. No. And WWE keeps trying to push that 205, which is the cruiserweight division, the little guys like, you know, me. Not you, because you're a fucking fatty Magoo.
That's right.
I don't mean to say that. I don't mean to offend you, gorgeous Greek. But, you know, it doesn't make any sense that you don't have these large guys. Like, all right, right now, we got the Mounties about to do a over-the-head, from the top rope, flip.
Yep.
It didn't land, because, you know, Bret Hart moved out of the way.
The acrobatics are there.
And you're also making the show.
Right. That's exactly right.
You're making me want to watch the show. Why do I feel and why do I put Ted DiBiase on my Mount Rushmore top five? Because you hate him. And everybody should hate Ted DiBiase. Sure. And you know why we hate Ted DiBiase? Because he has more money than us. And you know what? That's all it comes down to.
You know who played that role? Who took that role in afterwards?
Who we got?
Shane McMahon. Shane McMahon's whole fucking theme song.
Money.
It was that's definite influence because he was probably, you know.
And you had the Green Street Posse.
Yep.
Because like they would just come out wearing sweaters and everything.
That was a great gimmick.
All right. So you know what? I don't like you, but you know what? I sure as hell respect you.
Right.
And that's the most important thing. But a lot of guys are getting buried right now, as we spoke about in the last podcast. You know, like how Kevin Owens is getting buried in house shows. I don't know why Kevin Owens is getting buried in house shows. I understand that his eyes are way too close to his head, but he does not deserve to be buried that way. You're treating Kevin Owens like you treated Ryback, and Ryback needs to go because, you know, feed me corn. I'm not dealing with that crap. It's absolute total bullshit, in my opinion. But what needs to happen right now is the writers need to stop burying people to build up a storyline and just keep them going as par
for the
course.
What's the storyline happening right now?
All right, so right now you have Oldberg as champion. You have Oldberg as champion. Okay. Yeah, Bray Wyatt, champion, that's great. But there's really not a whole lot moving on. But they're building up for something. And I understand now, it's March, and WrestleMania's in April. So you want to make things bigger. It's like, oh, what's going to happen here? Okay, we got a one-on-one match. And then something happens on Raw or SmackDown. Oh, SmackDown Live! And you want to turn around to like, well, we're going to make this a three-on-three match. Like, wait. Okay. But it's so obvious. Like, it's the elephant in the room. Like, stop doing this. Just stop. Have your matches set. You build up to it. You have your promos. You have Jericho come out and talk crap to Kevin Owens. And you work from there. That's all you really need to do. Instead of trying to make it into a, Kevin Owens has to fight Sami Zayn again. No, Sami Zayn is fighting Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman's crushing all this competition. No. Stop it. If I wanted my ass to be played with, I would go into my bedroom, sit on my back, go on Tinder, and find a girl that was ready, willing, and able, not Gable, but ready, willing, and able to play with my ass. That is how I feel. So, let's round this thing up. We're going on about 16 minutes. I am Tom O'Connor. I didn't do my introduction properly. My name is Tom O'Connor, and I am a certified lowlife and a bona fide piece of shit, and you can't teach that. This right here to my left, this here is my malacca, Gorgeous George. He's Greek, and you can't teach that. Bada boom, realest guys in the room, how you doin'?